All right, it's Marty Hawk time here at WGCL. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday morning. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How could you be anything but wonderful on a day like that?
Yeah, it's going to be nice and warm. I've got the little air conditioning cold going. That first time you throw on the air, it seems like during the year, gets me all discombobulated. But I'm glad you're here and Margaret are here to sort me out and keep me between the yellow lines on a Wednesday morning. And you've got plenty of things going on. We talked to Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department on Monday, and it was the National Police Remembrance Day on Monday. We've got a big event tonight as well. The Northside Exchange Club is going to make a big announcement.
Right. They've been doing this every year since 1962. They have the Northside Exchange Club honors Police Officer of the Year. It's an award that's been given out and to a police officer from one of five different law enforcement agencies, the Bloomington Police Department, Elsville Police Department, Indiana University, Indiana State Police, and Monroe County Sheriff's Department. So all of those folks are nominating, are able to be nominated for this Officer of the Year. And it's very well attended. And the Indiana State Police Superintendent Douglas Carter is going to be the guest speaker. The dinner starts at 6:30 at the American Legion. And everybody from the Monroe County Council was invited to go. And we have all these conflicts because the other thing going on today and tonight is the Southwest meetings of everybody involved in county government with Association of Indiana Counties, and that's held out of town, and there's going to be budget sessions this afternoon and then this evening in general sessions for everybody that would bring us up to date on legislative changes. And so that's an extremely important meeting to attend. And so it's hard to determine where we really need to be. But then we also have the Redevelopment Commission this evening. And
we need to clone you.
I beg your pardon?
We need to clone you. You need to be in seven places with multiplicity.
There's not enough to go around. But my concern about this Redevelopment Commission meeting is that there appears to be a situation where they didn't get the claim paid. There was a misunderstanding about paying a payment on the debt. And so it appears that what they did was that where the debt was owed, they took it out of our reserve fund, which we're required to have a reserve fund, rather than an additional check going to them. So now they've got to make up that difference. So there was some kind of miscommunication from the bank to the county and so forth. But now the question is, the reports that they are required to turn in for their updated reports, will any reports need to be adjusted, or what will the result of that be? And did anybody make any decisions thinking there was more money available to be spent that really is not? And these are just questions, just because I just am looking at the overall view of the information sent out that I got just yesterday late. So I didn't have an opportunity to call the county attorney to say, what's the result of this? It may be absolutely nothing, or then again, it may be a real shocker, because it was quite, I think they needed to send them, the difference was $268,493, according to one. They did go ahead and send them that money as an emergency check. So
so the debt's handled, is just where the money came from.
Right, well, but if you thought you had additional dollars in there that you actually, you know, should have been paid out, I mean, it's just a question. It's the redevelopment bonds 2007 that were due July of 2016. And we have been evidently told by the bank that there was money there to do it, but it actually was the reserve fund, but it was not the money for this particular bond payment. And so then we were told by our financial people later we had to get this paid ASAP because the reserve fund was used as no money was received from the county. So these are, I mean, it was just an error, but it just seemed to me that it was rather a large error.
Yeah, so. And now how? What's the recourse on this? What is the how does this error get avoided in the future? Where do you go from here?
Well, right. I'll bet that there will be lots of people all over this. And remember, at when this all started happening, the first part of the email chain started when Steve Salter was on board. So then that was July 2016. The email was sent from Old National to Steve Salter. Then it go. Then we had Tressa Chambers involved, who was then the acting auditor. And then, so all we know is that we were told, oh, you know, good to go. And then it's like, no, they used the wrong money. So we had to make up the difference. You know, even a check was even hand carried over to make sure it got paid on time back in July. But still, it didn't work out right. So I'm not the expert on redevelopment commission dollars. I just know they are public dollars. And it's my hope that whoever is supposed to be making sure that our bills get paid on time will know we're not counting on someone else to tell us where the dollars are sitting. We should know where our dollars are sitting. So it may very well be just like, no big deal, nothing to see here.
Well, let's hope so, right?
Well, absolutely. I certainly do hope so.
Because the other side of that coin doesn't, you haven't painted a very pretty picture there. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. She's the county councilwoman that checks in with us every Wednesday. What else is making news that we need to pay attention to, Marty? Tax rates, water rates, we got rates of rates and fees and everything. It's not a week that goes by we don't have something to talk about.
Right. I was listening to the Ellsville Town Council meeting. And I understand that they are in the process of reviewing a 20-year contract with the city of Bloomington having to do with their water contract. And so notice went in the paper, and they're supposed to be voting on items having to do with their water rates and so forth. I believe it will be at their next meeting, and I don't have that date in front of me. I don't recall what date that was, but so that will make an adjustment. Now, remember, that's not just for the folks in town Ellisville, because Ellisville contracts for this water that then goes far beyond the city limits of Ellisville. In addition to which, the Eastern Richland Sewer Corporation, which then handles all of the sewer surrounding Ellisville and outside of the city of Bloomington, they're having a meeting, and I expect to see that we're going to see the sewer rates increase, and that was as a part of the conversation that I heard at the meeting. So, I mean, heads up, because people don't, as we found out, they don't really see that this is happening until they either get
the bill.
Sewer bill. They get the tax bill. They understand
we're trying to help on this program.
And the only thing that people, I mean, if people are listening to this, talk to your neighbors and talk to your friends.
And if it involves you and if you are interested, go to the meetings. Make sure that the people who represent you hear your voice. And that's just about the only way that you can make sure the word gets out there. In the meantime, we know that the city is looking at the city budgets, and so that means it won't be too far until the county's going to be looking at, of course, at our upcoming budgets, because we have to budget and work on those budgets all during the summer to decide on in the fall, and then that's all for the following year. And one of the things that I have contacted others to tell them that I'm concerned about is the number of vacant spaces we have in these big box stores, because when you see vacant building settings...
Nobody's paying taxes.
Well, they...
Not as much.
You might think they are still paying taxes, but and indeed they still owe those taxes, but at some point in time, if you have enough vacant buildings, then there's going to be people saying my assessed value is too high because, you know, it's no longer being used for such and so. And they, throughout the state, the counties are losing their ability to assess these buildings in the way that it had been done in the past. Now, that's not to say that's what's going to happen here, but we already saw it happen once. And what happens is you have to pay those people back if they win their case.
And you're talking
and
about,
so
what is it,
CVS?
You have
to pay them back, and all those other taxing units have to make up the money at some point in time. It's just so important that we grow jobs here, that we grow the economy here, that we keep our assessed values going. Even if you don't care about business, if all you care about is making sure that, oh, your nonprofit is working well, you better hope that that our jobs will continue to grow, our economy continues to grow, and it all plays in together. And the reason why I brought this up to some of the other council members is that I know that the city was talking about, you know, making sure that there was enough commercial and business going on in new buildings, and I'm thinking we better be making a big push to fill our spaces that we have there. I'm not saying that we don't go ahead and grow the new buildings, but let's try to grow our jobs. Whether or not, and I heard you in the last segment, was whether or not these people are going to higher education.
Right, with David Hayes.
Whatever the field is, that there's got to be a use for these buildings if you're in the trades. And those of
us who
are turning on the air conditioning and hoping it works, let me tell you, there are times when you're thinking that air conditioning trade is the most important thing in the world.
That's exactly right.
I'll tell you what, I had a conversation with a friend yesterday who called up somebody, and their business right now is booming, and part of the problem they've got is they don't have enough help. And it's because it's a trade, it's a heating and air conditioning company, and they're busy, and they don't have enough help, and they can't find people to do the job.
And I get that. I really do. I grew up in the trades. My father was a plasterer and a cement finisher, and my brother was a building contractor, so I certainly understand that that puts food on the table for many, many folks. The other thing is, tonight there is a meeting, and it is at the Northern Monroe Fire Territory building, but I understand it is for the, and I'm trying to remember the term of it, but it's for the Emergency Management Preparedness Program, so it's like different people who are assigned to work on local emergency management. So as I understand it, it's actually not a meeting of the Northern Monroe Fire Territory, but a meeting of the other group. They're using that for a meeting room.
Gotcha.
So for those people who think that somebody's leaving them out, I mean, certainly I'm not saying they're not welcome to go to that meeting. I expect they would be. I mean, I don't know the answer to that. But from what I can see, it is not a board meeting of the township.
Good job on the update, Marty. And 6:30 tonight, the American Legion, the Northside Exchange Club, will announce the police officer or police people of the year. So a busy, busy night for all of you. And you've got stuff to go to tonight as well. So that should make for a busy Wednesday next week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Marty.
Enjoy your frequent flyer miles today.
Right.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.